If you suddenly lose your internet connection, what's the first thing you should do to get it back? I'm about to tell you.
Welcome to another episode of The Computer Tutor. Tips, tricks, and advice from a computer pro without all the tech talk. And now, here is your computer tutor, Scott Johnson.
Hello and welcome. I'm so glad you're here with me today. I am Scott Johnson, and this is indeed the Computer Tutor Podcast. This is where we help you use your computer and get it to do what you want it to do, but we avoid all the technical language and complicated things. You don't need that stuff. Today I have two items for you. First, we're going to talk about what to do when your internet goes down. Then I have a brief podcast voicemail from Eileen in Maine after she contacted me in a panic because her email seemed to have disappeared. So let's get started. What do you do when you can't get on the internet? This might mean you turn on your computer and it won't connect to any websites, or maybe you're already on the internet looking at websites or email, and suddenly you get an error message that says that the website cannot be displayed or something similar to that. Whatever the reason, your computer is still working fine, it's just not connected to the internet. Well, thinking logically, your internet provider, which is perhaps your cable company, your phone company, whoever you pay for the internet, they're supposed to provide you with that internet signal. That's what you pay them for. So it makes sense that your first call should be to them. But they have one procedure that they will tell you to try right off the bat when you call them. It's the same procedure that I recommend you try before you call them. What you need to do is power cycle your modem and router. Now, don't be worried if you don't know what that means. It's a very simple thing to do. It just means you need to disconnect power from your modem and your router, wait a little bit, and then reconnect power again. For some people, the first order of business is to actually identify what boxes are the modem and the router. In our house, we have Verizon Fios for our internet signal, and Verizon provides just one unit that serves as both modem and router, all in one box. It's also very common to have a modem, such as like from your cable company, and then a separate router. If you have an extra box that has several ports in the back, and usually they're numbered 1 through 4, and it's got a brand name on it like Linksys, Netgear, or Belkin, that box is your router. Its job is to take the internet signal from the modem and route it to one or more computers. It does that either through a cable or by sending out the Wi-Fi signal, a wireless signal. So once you know where your modem and router are, here's the procedure. And you can get these steps on my website as well at computertutorflorida.com/017. You can actually print them there if you want to. First step is turn off the computer. Number two is unplug the power cord from the back of the router. Then unplug the power cord from the back of the modem. Now, once again, if your modem and router are all one unit, you only have to unplug one thing. Now, something to keep track of is the power cord plugs for the modem and the router can look very similar sometimes. So just make sure when you unplug them that you keep track which is which plug goes into which box. Now wait about 30 seconds. This is after you've unplugged the power from the router and from the modem. Wait about 30 seconds. Then plug the power cord back into the modem. Wait for about 60 seconds. Then plug the power cord back into the router and wait about another 60 seconds. And the final step is turn the computer back on. In many cases, this is all it takes to get your internet back and working again, and you save the time of not being on hold, waiting for the tech support guy from your internet provider to tell you to do this anyway. If power cycling the modem and router still doesn't bring back the internet, then you probably do need to call your internet provider and have them do some diagnostic stuff from their end just to see what's going on and how to get the internet working again. Now I want to introduce you to Eileen. Eileen lives in Brunswick, Maine, and she's been one of my computer clients for years. The funny thing about Eileen is that when something goes wrong with her computer, she tends to get a little bit stressed out. In fact, panic would probably be an accurate description sometimes. Not too long ago, she contacted me because she couldn't log into her Gmail account, and she was very worried that maybe it got deleted or something. I logged into her computer remotely, got it back and working for her, and then after that, she left me this voicemail.
Hi, you did it again. You calmed me down, recognized my frustration. You have a gift. You are unlike any tech I have met here at my retirement community. You know what you are doing. I thank you from the bottom of my heart. I feel you should be validated for all the nice things you do. I don't know half of what you do, but I know I like. Sincerely, Eileen, Brunswick, Maine. Bye.
So thank you, Eileen, for those kind words. I have more podcast voicemails, but I'm saving them for upcoming episodes, so you'll hear more of those. And if you'd like to leave a podcast voicemail, the line is always open at 727-386-9468. And as I've said before, you'll always get voicemail there because it's never answered by a human. I'd love to hear from you. So that's it for this week. I hope you are enjoying the Christmas season with family or friends or both. And I'll see you next Monday. Well, that wraps up this episode of the Computer Tutor Podcast. I hope you enjoyed it. If you'd like to contact me with a question, a comment, or a suggestion for a future topic, you're welcome to do so at my website, computertutorflorida.com. And while you're there, sign up for my free Monday morning email newsletter. If you have a computer problem, give me a call at 727-254-9078. In many cases, I can take care of a problem remotely, so it doesn't matter if you're here in Florida, up in Maine, or way out in California. I'd love to help. Thanks again for listening, and have a great week. God bless.